I'm Will McKenna, and I'm the garrison commander here at Fort Riley. And first off, I want to thank all of you. And I'm really been looking forward to this opportunity to provide a state of the garrison update, if you will. As you know, I took command, as Kirk mentioned, back in July. I consider it a privilege to be the garrison commander here at this historic post. Fort Riley has been a key installation in the Army for many, many years, back from a cavalry outpost to a training school for cav and artillery, through World War I and the Doughboys, and over the last several decades, it's been home to the 1st Infantry Division. As garrison commander here, I couldn't be prouder to be in such a historic location. In current times, as you know, 2020 was both a great and a challenging year for Fort Riley. You know, we all know the challenges faced by the entire world in the fight against coronavirus and COVID-19. I arrived at Fort Riley in the middle of this fight, and we continue to work as a community to protect each other and offer everything that we can do to prevent the spread of the disease. To that end, we've continued to mandate mask wearing on post, except in situations where social distancing can be maintained or during certain outdoor fitness activities. At the moment, I'm sitting in my office alone. So I've removed my mask so I can talk to you guys more clearly. But if somebody were to come to the door, I would put the mask back on and go right into the business as we expect everybody else on Fort Riley to do. And, you know, that's worked for us here on Fort Riley to combat the disease, you know, that we see continuing and post-holiday leave, a little bit of a rise into the foreseeable future. We have limited capacity at some facilities, such as our child development centers, our fitness centers, and our recreation areas, such as Warrior Zone and Spare Time. As such, you know, as much as we would like to open all these facilities back to normal operations, especially our daycare facilities, which are so important to our families here on Fort Riley, it just wouldn't be prudent to do at this time. That creates even more challenges for many of our military families. We understand that, but protecting one another is our top priority. You know, I'd like to invite all of you to visit our coronavirus webpage. I'm sure most of you already know about it, but as a reminder, that's updated on a regular basis. Currently, it's been updated with vaccine information, not only our plans here for the vaccine, but also the safety of the vaccine. And we really want to get that information out to our population and others as well. Kirk and the team can share that link with you now or at another time, sure, certainly. But, you know, there is, of course, a lot of interest in the new vaccines that have come out. I understand that. Irwin Army Community Hospital has been receiving the vaccine and have been offering vaccinations for more than 3 weeks now. We're following the Department of Defense priorities and focusing on our healthcare workers and frontline workers first. Because these vaccines were given the emergency use authorization, vaccinations are not mandatory, but we continue to encourage those who are eligible to receive the vaccine to do so. As vaccines arrived here, Major General Sims, the commanding general of 1st Infantry Division, he compared the arrival of the vaccine kind of, you know, to the landing of the 1st Infantry Division on Omaha Beach. He pointed out that that moment in history was kind of marked the beginning of the end of that conflict. And so we see the arrival of the vaccine after many, many months of fighting the virus as kind of our beginning to the end. And it's one of the ways that we are going to get out and defeat the virus. That's where we stand right now in the fight against COVID-19. We feel that the vaccines put us on the offensive, but we've got to still got some fight ahead of us as we continue to work towards defeating the virus. So we are going to be maintaining our mitigation policies and restrictions, and if necessary, put more restrictions and mitigation procedures in place. We meet regularly, the commanding general, myself, and the other commanders, directors here on Fort Riley to discuss these issues. But we're going to continue to take every action we feel is necessary to protect Fort Riley, our families, and our surrounding communities. You know, switching topics a little bit, I'd like to highlight some things out of the past year. You know, we're continuing our efforts to make housing on Fort Riley the best in the Army. Our housing partner, Corvius, has invested over $60 million to build new homes, renovate older homes, and upgrade close to 4,000 homes on post with energy efficient upgrades, new plumbing fixtures, lighting fixtures, all to improve energy conservation. Corvius just recently completed renovating 32 homes in our Rimrock neighborhood, and 96 new homes are under construction in the Warner Peterson neighborhood. The Department of Defense has a tenant satisfaction survey underway right now, and we have certainly encouraged our soldiers and families living on Fort Riley to participate in this survey. We truly want to know what our soldiers and families think about housing here on post and how we can make it even better for them. Because our single soldiers are also vital to the Army's success, the Army has also invested over $100 million over the last two fiscal years in renovating and upgrading barracks on post. There have also been improvements to motor pools and child development centers on post. The work at our child development centers includes $7.4 million to completely renovate the Warren Child Development Center. It was an aging facility, and when it reopens later this year, it will be a state-of-the-art child care center with increased capacity. We've also replaced playground equipment at several of our facilities and upgraded the kitchens at many facilities as well. That comes to another $4 million in spending across our child development centers. All these projects get after two of our priorities, taking care of people and providing the best facilities we can for living, training, and working on Fort Riley. You know, Fort Riley is well known across the Army for its training capacity, and it actively supports Army modernization to include fielding the synthetic training environment and unmanned aerial systems. Fort Riley provides infrastructure to rapidly deploy forces globally and to equip and resource the force. In addition to what I've already mentioned, we've also installed functional fitness equipment across the post and continue to upgrade our fitness centers to meet the needs of the force going forward. This hard work also has also been recognized at the highest levels of the Army. I'd like to highlight that our Directorate of Public Works received the Secretary of the Army's 2020 Energy and Water Management Award. And just a few weeks ago, the Community Recreation Division of our Directorate of Family and Morale, Welfare, and Recreation earned the 2020 National Gold Medal Grand Plaque Award in the Armed Forces Division for Excellence in Park and Recreation Management. This is just another in a long list of reasons why I believe Fort Riley is the best place to live, to train, to deploy from, to come home to, and in many cases, retire. I also want to point out that our partnerships with our surrounding communities and the support we receive in the Central Flint Hills region has a lot to do with why I can say Fort Riley is the best place. The installation would not be what it is without great relationships and support we have in this region, the local governments and the school districts where our children attend, to the businesses and organizations that are quickly rally around our soldiers when there's a need, to each community where our soldiers and families and our civilians live. We consider Fort Riley an important part of the Central Flint Hills region, and each January we publish an economic impact survey that presents the direct economic impact associated with Fort Riley's presence in the Central Flint Hills. You'll be seeing more information about the most recent EIS in the very near future. It's my strong conviction that Fort Riley is an important part of the Central Hills region and the state of Kansas as any other community. We are neighbors and partners, and I'm proud to be part of this community.